Do you know what an oxymoron is? It's a word for a contradiction in terms, a tall dwarf or a serious joke, or in the 50s, a British rock and roller. It's not that the British didn't try. One pretty boy after another came out of the traditional British star-making process. But the record-buying public had been spoiled by imported Elvis Presley records and the occasional tour by somebody like Buddy Holly, Eddie Cochran, or Gene Vincent. They knew the genuine item when they heard it, and non-entities like Jimmy Quickly weren't it. Frederick Heath, however, was. In 1959, he was a 20-year-old with a fixation on American rhythm and blues records that preceded Mick Jagger's and Brian Jones's obsessions by half a decade. He had a band, he had ambition, and, at last, he had a record contract. Please Don't Touch sounds pretty tame today, but it was a rude shock when it came out, and the people who didn't buy it fell into two categories. The ones who were offended by its crudity, and the ones who felt that none of their countrymen could really rock. It went into the top 30 for several weeks, though, and using the name Johnny Kidd, Heath started touring. A month or so later, something very odd happened. During a show, a guitar string snapped and lodged in his eye. Kidd played the rest of his set with blood streaming down his face, dashed backstage and wrapped a black kerchief across his eye, and went back to play the encore. His fans went wild and told him that he looked like Captain Kidd, and from that day on he wore an eye patch and the act was Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. Trouble was, he had a hard time coming up with another hit.
You've made me. Don't know, baby, what a fool you've made out of me. Are you still to be my loving baby? Come and take a chance, I'll be here romance.
Songs like Restless show that he was a so-so vocalist fronting a decent band, and his attempts at covering American rhythm and blues records were even worse. But in 1960, he got that magic moment. Helped along by Mick Green's infectious guitar work, Shaken All Over became a top hit in England. It wasn't picked up anywhere else until the Guess Who had a hit with it here in 1965. But it inspired lots of young Britons like Pete Townsend and Jimmy Page, who thought that this, at last, was a rocker they could love. But Johnny Kidd missed out on the British invasion, and although he was much in demand for live shows, he never had another hit. In October 1966, he was killed in a head-on collision on a remote country road in Lancashire, his recording career long over. Still, that's not the end of the story. In 1977, as punk was exploding over England and the pub rock return to simplicity movement was absorbing older British fans, a name kept cropping up in the press whenever a guitarist was interviewed, Mick Green of Johnny Kidd's Pirates. Where were they now? Sitting around, itching to play again, as it turned out.
You know I.
original three, Green, bassist vocalist Johnny Spence, and drummer Frank Farley. And on this 1977 record, you can hear Mick Green's groundbreaking guitar style, in which he plays lead and rhythm guitar simultaneously. The trio found that times had caught up with them, so they made a couple of records for Warner Brothers, toured and made a bunch of money, and went into semi-retirement, playing now when the spirit moves them. Not only does their story point out that great rock and roll is timeless, but it also has a mostly happy ending.